All organisms must harvest energy and matter to survive. In previous slides, we identified the two sources of energy that are known to be used by living creatures, inorganic and organic compounds. For practical purposes, the term energy is the food source for critters. Those critters capable of creating their own organic compounds from inorganic molecules are autotrophic. Those critters that must ingest preformed organics are termed heterotrophic. Most critters are heterotrophic and depend on the autotrophic critters to form the organic compounds needed for food energy. The heterotrophs pictured in this schematic are the herbivores, carnivores, detritus feeders, and decomposers. This image represents major energy flow in a marine ecosystem. It is the energy flow that provides the fuel for simple marine food chains that lead to more complex food webs. Living organisms are not highly efficient in their use of energy. In fact, less than 1% of solar energy in the atmosphere is captured by autotrophs, and only a small fraction is available to heterotrophic consumers. In this diagram of energy flow in a marine ecosystem, the sun's energy is first captured by autotrophs and is eventually degraded by their own cellular respiration or by that of their consumers, and eventually is lost in the environment in the form of wasted heat energy. Energy flow typically begins with sunlight, except in the ocean's deepest waters at benthic hydrothermal vent communities. Here, critters use geothermal energy from the Earth's heated magma and the ocean's crust, which together form a chemical energy rather than solar energy. Remember that energy flow in ecosystems is in one direction, in contrast to matter flow, which is recycled.